So please sit comfortably. Okay, good morning, everyone. The following koan is number 25 in the Blue Cliff record. It is titled, "The Hermit of Lotus Flower Peak Holds Up His Staff." In the last years, I've mostly used the Chinese pronunciations for the persons in the koan. But today I'll use English name, the Hermit, or the in Sino-Japanese, Renge Ho. He was in the Yun Men line, and his teacher Feng Xuan had transmission from Yun Men. So this is how the koan goes. The Hermit of Lotus Flower Peak held up his staff before the assembly. And he said, "When the ancient worthies reached here, why didn't they stay?" The assembly was silent. Answering in their stead, he said, "It has no power for the road." And again he asked, "After all, how is it?" The assembly again was silent. And again he answered for them, saying, "My staff across my shoulders, paying others no heed, going straight to the 10,000 myriad peaks." And this is the accompanying verse to the case. It says, "Dust and sand in his eyes, dirt in his ears. He won't stay in the myriad peaks. The falling flowers and flowing waters are extensive. Take a quick look. Who knows where he is going?" So the Hermit of Lotus Flower Peak, Renge Ho, held up his staff before the assembly and said, "When the ancient worthies reached here, why didn't they say?" And I imagine as he said, "reached here," he thumped his staff on the floor. In the old days, every Zen teacher had a staff, which he or she chose for herself while wandering in the mountains, reminding himself, herself, or us that we are always on a mountain path, the way of the mountains. That too is why we have the green stitching on the back of the Rakusu neckband. We sit on the mountain seat as mountains, shivering off avalanches as necessary, and giving sanctuary to bushes and trees, sanctuary to animals and birds, sanctuary to glaciers and rocks. And again, in the old days, all monasteries had a mountain name, and the residing teacher was known by that mountain's name. And the staff came from the wild and is wild. It shows the unmapped, unknowable terrain that has no inner or outer. Yun Men's staff at times turned into a dragon. Yakujo's, his staff prodded for foxes. And Dongshan's staff was a pole to cross deep streams after the moon set. So the staff is very useful, very important. But why didn't the old worthies stay? Renge Ho lived in a mountain hut for 20 years. Whenever a pilgrim came by, he went out to greet them, raising his staff, saying, "Why didn't they stay?" Many of the pilgrims responded, but Renge Ho always dismissed them, feeling that they were wandering in vain. And so after 20 years, as he stood before his silent assembly, he answered for them, saying, "It has no power for the road. It has no power for the way." What do you make of that? In truth, the commentary says, in truth, though gold dust is precious, when it falls into your eyes, it becomes a blinding obstruction. At times in Zazen, you can sit in absolute silence with nothing inside, outside, or in between. You can abandon, let go of, or cut off the endless white clouds that circle the steep mountains. And this can feel like, though there are no feelings involved, this can feel like freedom, like liberation. But it is only that, like freedom, like liberation. And that can be a devil's cave, cold, aloof, and alone, with only ashes in the fire ring. The falling away, withered tree has become lifeless. And this state of mind, like liberation, like freedom, this deep quiet, this silence, this state of mind has a seductive quality. Anxiety and doubt have seemingly dissipated. Hesitation left behind. And from that comes an emboldened sense of calmness, of confidence, as though a new dawn has arrived. And yet, but this state of mind, pleasant though it may be, important though it may be to experience, in time has no power for the way. It has no power for the road, because it isn't capable to take care of the foundering horse. It is incapable of picking the kids up after school. And it is incapable of bringing extra garden produce to the local food bank. This mind state has no male or female form. This mind state has no ignorance, no suffering, and no cause of suffering. This mind state has no attainment, since there is nothing to attain. But also it cannot distinguish the lotus and the fire. It has attained the mountain's heights, but has forgotten the mountain's valleys. It has disregarded the fact that mountains are of the ground, not rooted in the sky. That is how it is. And so Renge Ho, who had established himself on the mountainside of Lotus Flower Peak, put his staff over his shoulders, and paying others no heed, sauntered straight into the myriad peaks. Be clear about this. He did not throw the staff away. He didn't burn it, turning it into dead fire and cold ash. He put it across his shoulders like oxen have, to aid them in pulling the load. In various writings, Dogen talked of forward steps, backward steps, as something necessary throughout our lives of practice. I once had a teacher explain to me that forward steps meant going directly, unhesitatingly into life's situations. But when hitting an obstruction, to step back for a broader perspective of the situation. And if that one step back wasn't helpful, to take a second or a third step back, thus broadening the perspective, and hopefully also making it less personal, giving more distance. I think this strategy certainly has merit, but I'm sure this isn't what Dogen was expressing. In his Fukan Zazenji, universally recommending Zazen, he writes, "Take a backward step to turn the light and illuminate the self. Stepping forward is to engage with the 10,000 things, to engage with the Mahasangha, and join together to support and be supported in the ever-unfolding. We step forward, and then we step back, going to the mountaintop again and again for refreshment, for further clarification. We step back for rest." Maybe the stepping back, going to the mountaintop. Maybe we can call this the wisdom side of practice, the side of Manjushri. But then, necessarily, we need step forward. And we can call this the compassion side, the side of Kuan Yin. Or the stepping forward into the life's turmoil, the engagement side of practice, the side of Samantabhadra. However, put quite simply, how wise is the one who doesn't engage in the world's never-ending relationships? And how compassionate is the one who continually creates subject, object, and activity? Wisdom without compassion feels no pain, and compassion without wisdom only concretizes separation. The consequence of not moving into the 10,000 peaks is that real people suffer. And our fragile, beautiful, misused planet is abused. It is important to challenge yourself and to be challenged and to challenge each other to step forward and to step back. For to be mature in Zen is to be mature in expression. And in that maturity, in that expression, we each show up differently. But show up on top of the mountain we must, and show up in life's 10,000 sufferings we must. For if you don't show up, who will? And if you don't show up now, when? Dogen continued writing, saying, stepping forward has never ceased. Stepping back has never ceased. Stepping forward into life does not obstruct stepping backward. And stepping backward does not obstruct stepping forward. Both never cease, each the shadow of the other. So whichever way it is, your practice life, whether stepping forward, stepping backward, it is one direction, straight down the mountain path with 99 curves. So continue going straight, stepping forward, stepping back. Though the road curves, though it goes up and down, and you have no idea where it leads. But stepping forward, stepping back, with open hands, with warm hearts, your own mature expression. Now, you.